This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Chris McKenna reports at the fray about state representatives' campaign fundraising in the April through June filing period. State Senator James Seward, Republican from Milford, raised $162,983 during the spring and spent $65,800, keeping on hand $376,330. State Senator George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam, raised $92,881 and spent $37,520, with $92,298 on hand. Assemblyperson Peter Lopez, Republican from Schoharie, raised $10,540 from April to June and spent $12,940 with $9,065 in his campaign account. And Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett from the 106th District raised $10,365.36, spent $16,114.41 with $26,644.68 in her account. Read the full story at the fray. James Nani reports in the Times-Herald Record that two Democrats running for the congressional seat currently held by John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, raised more money than the incumbent in the last quarter filing period. Greene County Democrat Antonio Delgado of Dutchess County raised $350,950.21 from April to June 30th and now has $590,319.30 in his campaign account. Brian Flynn, 47, of Hunter, raised $573,680.77 during the second quarter, but most of that came from $500,000 Flynn loaned his own campaign. Faso raised $336,096.16 more than the $276,105.58 he raised in the first quarter. Faso spent $110,908.75 during the second quarter with a $495,875.08 campaign balance, according to Federal Election Commission records. Patrick Ryan raised $213,291.60 and has $205,416.93 on hand. Gareth Rhodes of Ulster County raised $134,962.78 with $125,258.76 in his campaign coffers. Sue Sullivan of Ulster County raised $54,519.77 in the quarter and has $39,882.24 in her account. Stephen Brissy of Ulster County raised $6,494.25 with $1,093.01 in his account. Jeffrey Beals of Ulster County has no report filed on the FEC website, and Dave Clegg of Ulster County filed to run for office after the federal deadline. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, leading a coalition of 16 attorneys general, filed a new amicus brief July 17th in the Hawaii travel ban case, opposing the Trump administration's application to stay last week's district court order that the ban should not prevent grandparents and other close relatives of United States residents from entering the country. Quote, grandparents are family and the courts agreed, end quote, said Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Quote, attorneys general will continue to do what it takes to protect those we serve and ensure that families are not torn apart by President Trump's unconstitutional, unlawful, and un-American ban, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Claire Hughes reports in the Albany Times-Union two Saratoga County residents have been hospitalized for the rare tick-borne Powassan virus, and one has died. A third person may be infected, according to the State Health Department. Before this year, only 24 cases of the virus had been reported in New York since 2000, with five deaths. Ticks are being collected and tested for Lyme disease, babesiosis, anaplasmosis, and the Powassan virus, with results expected by mid-August. Powassan virus can infect a person within 15 minutes of a tick bite, and 15% of those infected die. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.